If you will permit me, I'd like to say a shtickle Torah of my own. Some of the Yesodis are based on things I heard from the Rav, but I think it's a good word, so I'm going to say it here, about Cherev HaReo Kecholo. The Gemara says in Nazan Daf Nun Dalid, and Tosis quotes on Tivya Maschel Toshma, that according to Rabbi Natan, that by Kli Matchis, that a nozer is megaleach on cherev rei kecholo, namely if klimatches came in touch with the mace or became tomei, so that's the loch of cherev kecholo, that the tumors are like a viavosa tumor. And Rabbi Nochaim Cohen sent him eze bias asher tivnu li, because if the nozer is megaleach, so similarly the kohen is muzu on it. Ein lecha bias she'ein bo shum klimatches. So this, how could he ever go into a house? Because it's likely there was tumas mace there, and all the kelim that are klimatches became tomei, and so the coin will be muzu on it. So to answer the Rabbeinu Chaim Cohen's question to Rabbeinu Tam, how could it be that a coin should be muzu on cherev kecholo? So if we look in Toysis in Brachos and Daf Yutes, Tivim Masu Medalgin, Toysis says, "Kol Tuma She'ein Hanozim Galeach Aleha, Ein Koyin Muzu Aleha." V'haya Omer Rabbeinu Tam, the lesser Lahani Klali, the Amar Hashem Avias Tam, Ein Hanozim Galeach Alav, At Shir Chatzilug, V'afilu Hochi Koyin Muzu Alav. So Rabbi Tam says this klal is not really correct, because we find that nozer is not megaleach on reviyas dam, has to be chatzi lug, and so you see that the klal is not always intact, because according to Rabbi Tam, so you see the klal is not there. So it could be that cherev kecholo, that the coin would not be muzu on him. So Tois quotes for Omer Ben Utan, the klola mishum reisur, the alkochen klola, the sefer lav dafka, shari viyish dam dein hanoz megaleach, olav coin muzu olav. Now, in terms of the loch of cherev kecholo, that a cherev that comes in contact with the mace, it's like the mace, and becomes an aviyavos hatuma. So we can clear, what is that halacha? Is it that the mace is metameh the cherev? Except the chiddush is that the tumor, usually in tumas mace, tumor goes down one darga always, but by cherev kecholo, that the tumor remains at the same intensity. So if it was aviavos and came in contact with the mace itself, so it remains aviavos. If it was came in contact with a avatum, it remains an avatum. It doesn't go down. So that's one halacha, maybe, namely that it's halacha in Kabbalah's tumor, but the tumor doesn't go down. Or it could be a completely different halacha, namely that the halacha is that the mace or the tumor is kaveh chaloshem chalal cherev, and the cherev is metame mielav. Except that we need a tziruv between the cherev, the klimatches, and the mace. To be kovei the chaloshem, chalal cherev. Now, Tosis at the beginning of Bava Kamma asks, the Mishnah says, other satumas told the same lav ki yotzvehem. The ilu av metama adam vekelim enum, the ilu told us, ochlu mashkim metama adam vekelim lo metama. So, Toysis asked there, so you know, the Gemara says that Vlodos HaTuma told the same by Tumas Lav Kiyotzmeh, because they always go down one Dauga, so they're not Kiyotzmeh. So Toysis asked, what about Tumei Meis, also Klimatches? That because there, by Cherev Kecholo, it remains, it's Kiyotzmeh, it remains at the same level of Tumah. So Tosis answers, Yerushalmi da akati eino osa ki yotzebo, she osa klimatches eino osa klimatches ache ki yotzebo. But you see from Tosis, it's mukach, that Tosis holds that cherev ekecholol is a din that the mace is metama the cherev. And by klimatches, it remains the Fakim Kato and Reser itself is Navi Avos HaTumah. And the Xeris HaKosov is in Haloch and Tumah that it doesn't go down. But it's not a separate halacha that El Chalo Shem Tumah by itself that's Metambe Vnei Asna. But rather it's Haloch and Kabbalah's Tumah. Because if not, why did Tosef ask a question from Cherek HaKosov? He could have asked also from Mishkev HaMoshev. Or boil neither, that they remain at the same level of tumor. Because there he understood that Mishkev HaMoshev is not pshat that he's metame the Mishkev HaMoshev. It's its own chaloshem tumor, it's tumor b'fnei atzma. It's not based on Kabbalah's tumor. And similarly, by neither, boil neither, it's not that she's metame him, but he becomes, it's b'fnei atzma, that's a tumor b'fnei atzma, that boil neither is tumor. And so they are told the same as Kiyotzebim. Because it's not a din of Kabbalah's tumah. In the Ramban in Chulin, and Daf Dalet quotes the name of the Ben Chananel, that if a kli touched a rishon, that becomes a rishon. So that's difficult. We know a rishon is never metame kelim. So we have to say that the rishon is not metame other kelim, but it's a din. It's a din that is that it's a tumah b'fnei atzma, and we see that also from Rabbeinu Chananel that a rishon l'tumah. We see another thing. We see also that rishon tumah is called tumas meis. So now coming back to Rabbeinu Tam, that if we hold that the Rabbeinu Tam holds that chala chavav is a tumor b'fnei atzma, and it's not simply a din in Kabbalah's tumor that the tumor didn't go down. So even though the chal cherev, we can answer, becomes tamei b'ohel, namely, if there's klimatris in the oil and there's a mace there, a tumor's mace, that becomes tamei. But it doesn't become chal shem chal cherev, because that's only b'tziruv to the mace itself, with the gear from the mace. To create the Chal Hashem, Chal Cherev. The other halach is halach in Tumas Meis. Namely, if it became Tomei, the tumor doesn't go down one level. But Ohel by itself cannot be Mitzarev, the Chefzer Shomeis, to the Klimatchas. So for that we need actual Negiah. So if that's correct, then it's for Entved Rechim Chaim Kohen's Taina, Ezebai's Tivnu Li, because it's not just if it's in the oil, with Tumas Meis, so the mace, it has to be actually with Negiah with the mace. However, if you look in Tosis, Tosis says, in Bovevast and Dav Chof, Tosis says, Hikshu bin Otam, the Chavis Kufe Tavi Tuma, they talk about Chavis, that's Klimatris. The bayis achad alde oil nases hamatches kechalo lios avi avos hatuma kermukach b'meseches aholos v'avi kechal cholol nami l'tami achemim ba'oil dekule kwa dechol asher yiga apnei le'inyan oil. And Tosha says that also in Shabbos and Afyutes. So that contradicts what we said, because Yeshiva Ben Tam is saying that becomes a chol cherev even by oil, without actually maga between the mace and the cherev. And the Ramban is Chidushim Bavavasa says it explicitly, v'lo tema davke ki noga begufa de mace, el afilo hecha shenitma b'oil, havehu kemace. So that contradicts what I said in terms of chal cherev has to be davke b'negiyah. But Bemis, if we think about it more, it could be that in the halacha of chal cherev, there are two halachas, two dinim. One is halacha in klimatchis, in Kabbalah's tumah, that the tumah doesn't go down one level, it remains the same level. But then there's another halacha in Chalal Cherev, that the Chalal Cherev, if it's betzivif to the mace, becomes a separate Chalal Shem Tumah v'nei Atzma, and it itself is like the Chalal. And if in the Sifri, it says, B'chalal Cherev b'ha kosef elamad al ha-cherev, she'tame tumah shiva ha-nogeba, tame tumah shiva, Alamana lekelim over adam kelim va'adam v'kelim minayim tamelomim v'chibastim bigdechem. So you see from the Sifri the two halachas, one and two psukim. One halacha is chalal cherev, and then there's another halacha with v'chibastim bigdechem, that the din misuyim that chalal cherev, that is kemes. Let's learn from the Gzeiras HaKosev the chalal cherev. But the din in Kabbalah's tumah that it doesn't go down one darga, but that's a loch in Kabbalah's tumah. That's learned from v'chibastem b'gdechen. So Rabbi Notam proved, asserts that nozis megaleach and chalal cherev, the cherev ayuk chalal. So really, that's a difficult halacha because v'vias dam, which is actually comes directly from the mace, physically from the mace, the nazir is not megaleach on reviyistan, even though it's a reviyivul satuma, only on chatzilug. And nonetheless, Rabbi Notam thinks that on cherev kecholo, a nazir is megaleach and a kohen is therefore muzu. So we have to say that the din of cherev kecholo is a special din of Chalal Shem, and is considered bechefza to be tumas meis, and considered atzmo shomeis, because it's not enough that it has tumas meis, because it's related to noz, as we said before, you need atzmo shomeis, and even reviyas dam he's not megaleachan, and so this new din of B'klim Manchus is learned from the Gzeiras HaKosev, namely that becomes Meis Atzmo, the Gzeiras HaKosev of the Cherev Kecholo. But there's another halacha in that we learn from Chibas and Megdechem, that B'klim Manchus in Kabbalah's tumah, the level of tumah doesn't go down. So as relates to the halacha of tumah, so that the oil is metame if the tumah is in the oil together with klimatches, even if they're not touching, in Hilchas Tumas Meis, they don't go down one darga. But as relates to the halacha that the chalal chava becomes like atzmo shalmeis, and the Minotam holds that the coin is muzu on that and is megaleach on that. That's only if it comes in contact with the meis, with negiah with the meis. So, if you look in the Rash, in the beginning of Holos, he quotes the Shita of the Rimi Sumpenet, that it doesn't become a Chalal Cherev, only his lashon, the Enonasa Chalal Cherev, Elokish and Nachlo Bahames. In other words, that he was killed by this Cherev, or this Klimatris. So that's very difficult. Because the Mishnah says in the Halos, you see that it's even be'oil, and that's the Ramban we quoted before says explicitly. And in general, it's difficult. What's this halacha of nechlobo? So, according to what we said, we'd say that the what the Rimus is Simpunat is saying that even indeed that it's makabel tuma, even if it's be'oil, even though it was nechlobo. And it becomes a via vosa tuma, but that's only halacha in Kabbalah's tuma that doesn't go down one daugan. As we said, that's for Gzeis HaKosev of Vichibaskin Bigdecha. But the halacha that becomes a chefta shomeis, it's metam b'fnei atzmo like a meis, kechal cherev, that's only according to the Misimpunet if it's nechlobo, or according to Rabbeinu Tam, maybe only if it becomes in contact, tumas maga, it touched the meis. But if it's just because of oil, it doesn't become a chev kecholo that a nazir should be muzu on it. And it could be a nafka min in this, in these two halachas, that if chev kacholol becomes like chev shel shameis, so then if you touch it, you need hazor. But if it's just a halach of chel chav legavi kabbalas tuma, so that's not called, even though it's a viyavos ha-tuma, but it's not chev shel shameis, and for that you would not require hazor.